Hey everybody, welcome to Warp and Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 728, Power Rangers Super Samurai. Episode 5, The Rescue.
It aired March 17th, 2012, written by Samuel P. McLean, directed by Akihiro Yuji Noguchi. That was, so for anyone who doesn't know why Josh did it like that, that's how one guy introduced Edge.
Yeah.
And it was like, it became the thing.
Yeah.
We are back in normal order, asterisk. I don't know if you saw this last time. I didn't bring it up last time, but I'm bringing it up now because I got the playlist open so we can watch the episode, and the episodes in the playlist are out of order again.
I guess I'll have to pay attention to what I'm playing instead of just going to the next one on the list.
This one, we're about to watch The Rescue, and the next episode in the playlist is Runaway Spike, which is episode 9, and then episode 6.
Okay, does it say episode 9?
It does.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do it by numbered episode
this
order.
This one is a number. We're doing this because I looked on the Wikipedia. This one's there. And as far as I know, I looked into it a tiny bit. It's not like out of continuity. Like, it's not like that one, it just, they messed up where they aired it or whatever. It's messed up in the playlist. Like, the playlist is wrong in this instance, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, for a very cheap fee, I can go in there and fix it.
Yeah.
just give me the password and I'll make sure your playlists are, or give me the password and like $500 and I'll go in there and make sure all your playlists are in the proper order.
Yeah. And then we'll hide, we'll private about 3,000 videos just so that so people trying to look for Power Rangers stuff can find it easy and good. And not like, here's 750 moments from Dino Fury or Dino Charge or whatever. What does that even mean? Why do you need, that's every moment. That's all the moments they have.
That's just Dino Charge.
That's the whole thing. And then they have another one later. I feel like I had one more thing to say and I forgot. Oh no. Yes, that's right. Hey everybody. I guessed on somebody else's podcast recently. I was on a podcast called Hard Choices where we talked about Power Ranger villains. And the way that Hard Choices works is that you rank, and I'm going to have to put a dollar in the jar, the fuckability of all the things on your list.
Okay.
So there's 21 Power Ranger villains, and we rank how good they would be at sex. And if you've ever wanted to hear a fully unfiltered Dick Mason talking about that kind of stuff, you can find that over at...
If you want to hear Jake be a guy for a whole podcast...
For like 2 hours. Maybe longer. It might have been 2.5. It's a while. Where people land may surprise you. The way it works is you have... There's 21, so there's a top 10, a bottom 10, and then the dead middle, like the dead center of like who is the median... At sex,
who are the regular,
who is completely like, you know, maybe not like normal, but like who is,
yeah, not gonna rock your world, but you're not gonna be bored,
right? And my choice for the median may surprise everybody, and it's the first one we talk about. I was a little bit surprised at where my number one, like who my number one was, but I think in hindsight it's not surprising at all. It makes perfect sense. There's some good stuff in there. It was me as Claire, once and future guest of the show, Claire Mulcairn, Megan Bob, who is the main host of the show, and then James D'Amato from the One Shot podcast. It was a good time, and it's a horny time, and I'm very clearly the most vanilla one there, so like, and I say some salacious things. Some of the things that like the others say, get ready, be prepared. It is. But it was a real fun time. I would love to go back. so that's there. And you can go check that out. Rhea listened to it, and she said that there were several times where she exclaimed, Jacob, out of you know, things that I'm saying that if you've only listened to me here, you've never heard before. So... So go check it out. It's a good time. If you're an adult, go check it out. If you're an adult, if you are not an adult,
that is a podcast for grown-ups.
That's a grown-up podcast for adults and people who pay taxes.
That is a
kids.
Podcast for people who fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So nobody else go there. But that is available now.
I don't know if I could handle going on there. I am so private about bedroom stuff.
Oh, there are moments, and you might be able to hear it in the show where you can kind of hear the gears whirring of me going like, well, I gotta say something here. I might as well. There's a couple go. I feel like there is like the final puzzle piece. If you've been paying attention, but also I listened to one episode before I went on because like I knew I was going on, and then I have time blindness, and I was like, oh, I have to do that like soon. So I made my list. Me and Ash made lists together. She also made one like while we were doing just we were talking about it, and then it was like. The next day I was recording and I listened to one episode before I went on, and it was Annie Creighton's first episode, and they did cats. And there's less cats than there are Power Ranger villains. So there was only like 15 choices on that. But so I was like, it's a little shorter so I can fit it in. So but I'm listening to it and I'm like, yeah, I think I got this. I think I can do this. And then we get there and like everybody else had. Because the way it works is, like, we all have our own lists. Like, we're not, like, trying to put together the list. It's like,
yeah.
Who's your median? And then we all say our median. Who's your number 11? Who's your number 12? And then you go down all the way to the bottom. And then you go up. Then you go back to number 10. And then you go up from there. But everyone says their own pick. Everybody else, for the most part, had, like, fully written out reasoning for everything. Like, James D'Amato was... using his I've been a podcaster for 12 years voice, like he's like, it was like everything was written out, and you could tell because like they're looking at screens and they're like they're not just like reading, but they are like they are fully prepared,
they're scanning notes. Yeah, you can tell when they're
yeah. And then I'm looking at mine and a lot of them are blank, and some of them have like two words to remind me of a joke I thought of. And then that's it. My number one, I literally just had two words, and I was like, well, I know why she's my number one. Yeah, and then this is just to remind me of, like, also at the end, remember this bit. And I was just like, oh, you're, like, really prepared for these. So if I go on again, I'm still not going to write anything down.
No, I mean, look, I never write anything down. It got me this far.
Anyway, real fun podcast. Great time. Go listen. If you're an adult.
Yeah. If you are a sex positive adult.
Yeah.
And not like, not like a Quaker.
Right. Like a, you gotta be a pretty sex positive adult. There are some stuff that some of them say that I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, the filter's gone. There's no filter.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that Megan Bob, who I've only met one other time, cause I was on an episode of Claire's previous podcast, Smash Fiction. The show, the episode that I was on is like, there's like two sides, and one side argues why one person would win, one group or person would win, and one argues why the other. And I was on the My Hero Academia side with Claire, and then it was, I think, Claire's brother Dan, and I can't remember who the other person was on the other side arguing for X-Men Evolution. And then Megan Bob was like the judge, and they voted against My Hero Academia, which is the incorrect answer, but I digress. So I'd only met them once, and it was in like a different like thing. Some of the stuff they said was nuts. So like, be ready. Be ready. Anyway, do you want to go watch what I would call not a sex negative show, but a sex absent?
Yeah. You want to go watch a show for babies?
Yeah. We didn't, by the way, it only covers the first 17. It covers up through RPM and the movie, because Ivanhoe's got to be on there. You got to talk about Ivanhoe's. You're talking about,
of course.
But it was nothing Saban brands and on, because that's as far as we are in this show. So I didn't have to like figure out how I felt about anybody going forward, yeah. You know, that I don't know. So let's go watch The Rescue.
Let's super samurai's, guys.
Jake.
Josh.
And we just watched The Rescue, which is a pretty, like, important feeling title.
Yeah.
Does this episode hold up to that?
But it's just an episode.
It's mostly just like another regular episode of Power Rangers Samurai, which I don't know what it is about this show, Josh. I feel like I might have actual Stockholm Syndrome, but, like, I'm starting to just, like, regular enjoy it. Like, not, like...
I think what it is, Jake, is that you're used to it.
I think I'm used to it. I think I'm fully desensitized to how bad
just,
it has...
It's exactly like in Survivor Samoa, right?
Uh-huh.
Where it rained all the time. It rained all the time. Yeah. It was raining there
so much.
It's
the Pacific, and, yeah.
And Russell was like, let's just get in the water. Because if we're just in the water,
you can't get wetter.
The rain's not going to bother us that much. And I think what you have done, Jake, is you're staying in the water.
I think I just got in the water and I stayed there with it. Because, like, Jaden does some stuff in this episode that I'm like, oh, nice. I don't know why.
What?
I don't know why.
Jaden does do some stuff in this episode, but I don't know if it's nice.
There's a couple moments where it's like, oh, okay, cool. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think I'm just in the water. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. Listen to old episodes up through SPD currently. By the time this airs, who knows? I have no clue when this will air. It could be at any point in the future. Genuinely no idea. You can email us, littleidiots.more. Oh, so the archives are on Sizzle's website, sysl.dev or .ca. Your choice. Choose your own thing twice. Go to whichever one you feel like and go to tools. And then you can find our archive and you can listen to everything there. There's also, you can email us, littleidiots.morefromgrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morefromgrid, barely. I have not posted there in quite some time. We're on Blue Sky, morefromgrid.bizky.social, where we are more active. We're on Snapple Podcast and Google Play and Pod iPhone, Pod Band, Pod Baby, and Pod Skew.
Pod Skew.
Pod. I'm having a flashback to saying Pod Skew in maybe Lightspeed Rescue. And then us talking about the Dennis Leary show Rescue Me, where he was a firefighter.
Yeah. That all tracks.
So go find whichever.
Just play that. Go play that again.
Go find that episode. Play those jokes again. They still hold up. They keep. The jokes keep. And you can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh for as little as $1 a month. You can help support the show. If it's before the end of the year, I know in November, which is where we are right now, the people, our patrons are doing a little bit of a, I would say, a pledge drive sort of thing. People are bumping up their pledges, trying to get us to hit 700 so we can do the deep day dive of the dumpster day. And
yep. AKA Big Dumpy.
AKA Big Dumpy, if you're nasty. And and we really appreciate it, and we're very excited. I would love to do that. And then we're also on our Pokemon show. If we hit 750, we'll do Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, a whole season of that. 12 episodes, Lampert rules, baby,
yeah,
all the way you love it.
So fun for everybody.
It will be. If you want to not hit, if you want to hit that one, sure. But we have at least 3 or 4 things planned for the first couple months of the show.
Yeah. We've got stuff for Pokemon.
Yeah. If you want to wait till like June, like that would be cool. That would be fine. Or if we hit it, we'll just say next year. If we don't hit it by before this year ends, we'll say the 2027 will be Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl year.
Yeah.
Because that's future us's problem that we can worry about later. Do you want to jump right in?
Mm-hmm.
We start off on Mike and Emily feeding the cat. That's right. The cat lives here now.
I'm worried about this cat.
Do you think it's going to turn into a monster? Do you think it's already a monster?
No, I love the cat. The cat is not my problem. The problem is that the cat food that they are feeding
is Cocoa
cat
Puffs.
Is clearly Cocoa Puffs, and cats can't eat chocolate.
They can't eat Cocoa Puffs. Part of me is like, they can't possibly be putting real cocoa. There's got to be some. Maybe in New Zealand, cat food looks like Cocoa Puffs.
Maybe. I don't know. You think maybe because they pour the food in the bowl and then it cuts away and it cuts back to the cat eating. So maybe they swapped it out with actual cat food.
Because Mike does have to. We'll get there. Someone else, he tries to eat it.
Yeah.
It looks like cat food. It could be cat food. Looks like a Cocoa Puff.
Looks like a Cocoa Puff. we can't keep
curse of
this.
A thousand devils on us. We can't keep doing this, Josh.
That's a monkey. Could be a melon. Looks like a cocoa nut.
Like a cocoa nut. Oh, God. So Antonio isn't afraid of being a fish no more, so Cat can be around. They can keep Cat around now that Antonio's not afraid of being a fish.
Emily's too friendly with the cat. I don't...
It's because she's gone human. She's gone total Bigfoot, man. She just... Yeah. She forgot where she came from. But this is also important. This is not regular girl Emily who's just a little horny from the movie.
This is country star Emily.
This is Emily Perkins, upcoming country ingenue.
Yeah.
You might know her from her hit debut album, Chicken Wire.
Featuring tracks such as ones we've mentioned before, I'm sure.
When I edit, I'll write them down. But right now, I only remember Chicken Wire. And I don't know if we named the song, but I said that you would probably have a song about getting naked and checking each other for ticks.
Yeah. Tick check.
Tick check. Anyway, so they're going to keep the cat. I think they're, I don't know if they say they're going to keep the cat. It feels like they're keeping the cat.
She does say, like, well, we can keep the cat around and keep feeding it now that Antonio's not deathly afraid of it. So I don't know. This random cat, I don't know where this cat came from. I don't know why they're keeping it around.
It was a neighborhood cat, and they're like, you're going to be a...
Production-wise, I don't know why suddenly we have a cat.
Maybe they're just a cat. It's too trained. It's too well trained to just be a cat they found.
Maybe. Or maybe it was like the rental of the cat is this flat fee. And they're like, well, we're going to use it for more than just the one scene with the fish then. If we have to pay so much for the cat.
Right. It might also be that they are still filming Power Rangers 5 at a time. So they got the cat for a week. And they're like, well, we filmed 5 episodes technically in a week.
Yeah. So we just use the cat.
Just have the cat for the whole week. They go inside, and Antonio and Mentor are being weird. They're doing something with the light sword lamp, but they are, like, touching faces and, like, right next to each other, staring at it.
So Kevin and Emily walk in.
Mike and Emily.
God, I was so sure. Oh, my God. He looks like a Kevin.
He looks like Kevin. Kevin is already in here reading a book called The Way or the True Samurai Path or something.
He's being a boring samurai boy.
He's reading a book like a dork.
Over on the couch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mia is also in there. They, like, bump into Mia.
Yeah, well, Mike first is like, hey, look at what's going on over there. And then the camera just kind of pans over and Mia is peeking around the corner at Mentor and Antonio.
Yeah.
And they're just huddled over this, like, ancient samurai scripture or something.
They have a book in Japanese and their Mentor is holding it. They are shoulder to shoulder at a breakfast nook table.
It's like they're being secretive out in the foyer, like in the living room. Everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Like, what?
Antonio's texting. And they're like, and they're not doing any complete sentences.
They're just saying, like, buzzwords. He's like, maybe your technology can unlock the power.
Right. You did it with the black box. Maybe you can do it again.
But light sword already works. So
it's not about light sword, Josh.
No.
Find out what it is about later.
But kind of. Light sword is required.
Light sword is part of it.
Yeah.
Much like David S. Pumpkin's skeleton.
Part of it.
One of those guys is still there. I think Bobby Moynihan was the other skeleton. He's not there anymore. So if they got to do a David S. Pumpkin, they pull Jeremy Culhane in, who's a new guy who's very funny. So they're, like, watching. Mia and Emily and Mike are, like, Scooby-Dooing around a corner. Kind of watching.
They're just standing, like, at the top, because it's the one, it's like there's two steps down into the room that they're reading the book in, and they're just standing at the top of it, kind of around the corner, but there's three of them and they are just shoulder to shoulder, like, sticking out.
They're also full-grown adults, like, so they're, like, in an entryway. So Mike's like, I gotta know what they're doing. So he goes
and
over.
Kevin, this whole time, he looks up from his book, like, raises an eyebrow at them and then goes back to his book. Like, and I just don't know why Kevin is in this scene at all.
Because
I don't know what he's contributing. He has to be doing something, I guess.
He needs to be doing something, and he's not outside with Jaden.
Yeah.
And that's all you got to know is he's doing something, but he's not outside with Jaden. Mike goes up to Mentor and Antonio and immediately gets shushed. He's like, hey, what are you guys doing? They're like, shh, cut it out. Go away. Shut up. And he's like, oh, okay. So then he decides, you know what? I'm going to do I'm gonna prank your asses.
We do need to point out this whole time Antonio has been going to town on a bowl of what they call trail mix later, but it just looks like cashews.
It's mostly peanuts and cashews. Yeah. It's mixed nuts, but not a lot of them. It's like two mixed nuts. It's like peanuts and cashews. Going absolutely like beast mode on it, fully just scarfing them.
Yeah.
So Mike sneaks up. He still has the cat food that looks like a Cocoa Puff. And he grabs the bowl and he like fills it and then puts it back. And he's like, why don't you have another handful of peanuts, Antonio? It's important to note that while he's switching out, while he's putting the cat food into the bowl, Mentor is watching him do this.
Yeah.
And for a minute, looks like he's just going to let it fly.
I swear, and I could be wrong, but I swear to God, after the cat food went in the bowl, Antonio did grab another quick handful.
He might have.
But he's so focused on
texting
books.
He's texting a lamp and doing book stuff.
He just didn't even notice that he ate a little cat food.
Yeah, and I mean, who wouldn't? It's not like it has a very distinct smell, which it probably tastes like.
Cat food? No.
No, no, that's just like peanuts, right?
It basically is just peanuts, I think.
So he's like, go ahead and eat another handful, Antonio. The girls are laughing. The girl's like, haha, this will be funny. He's going to eat cat food. That'll be a good prank. Yeah. Kevin's like, ugh, and just like shakes his head. And Antonio goes to grab it. And Antonio and Mentor grabs the whole bowl before Antonio can get another little taste.
Yeah.
And he goes, Mike, have some trail mix. And Mike's
Mike, have some.
Have some. And he goes, yes, have some. And Mike goes, okay. And he takes one and he eats it. Cause he couldn't say, no, that's cat food.
No, of course not. I mean, he could have. He would be busted. But he's already having to eat his own prank.
Right. So the prank is back on him now.
Yeah. It's a real April Fool's on him.
The girls laugh more at that he has to eat it. And then we cut outside.
Well, that's one thing about girls is that they love pranks.
They love pranks. If I know anything about girls, they love pranks.
And they love watching pranksters play pranks, and they love watching pranksters get pranked.
That's true. That's
if I know anything about girls, I know.
If I know one thing, it's they love pranks.
They love pranks regardless.
Yeah, any kind. Being a part of it, on either side of it, seeing it happen. Pranks getting reversed, any kind of prank. Girls love pranks.
Yeah.
You can take that one to the bank.
Especially involving Mike.
Yes. Who is not Kevin.
Who is definitely not Kevin. And I had to think about it. Because he looks so much like a Kevin.
He looks 1,000% like a Kevin.
Neither of them really look like a Mike the farther into the season we get.
I think if one of them is going to be Mike, Kevin looks more like a Mike to me than Mike does. And Mike just looks like a Kevin. I feel like someone made an accident.
Yeah.
And now they just have to live with it. We cut outside to Jaden. He's training at a practice dummy. He's not really hitting the practice dummy with his kendo stick, but he is like doing sword moves at it.
The practice dummy is like a big post with Garth's hockey goalie stuff hanging on it.
Yeah, it does also have like a samurai fencing helmet. It has
like the samurai helmet and like kind of like the skirt part. I don't know what that is actually called. But the middle is just like hockey pads.
Yeah. At some point, I think it's before, like, while Mike is eating the cat food, I think Mentor's like, Antonio, let's stop now and go fishing to clear your head or whatever.
Yeah.
So they get their stuff. So as Jaden's practicing, Antonio comes out with, like, 30 fishing rods.
And a huge, big old Coleman's. And he's like,
yeah.
This is bigger than his normal cooler.
I think so. It feels like it.
Way wider and so many fishing poles. And he's like, hey, Jaden, we're going fishing. And Mentor's like, no, we're not.
No, we just need privacy because we were doing secret stuff out in the open, and that's their fault now.
I don't know if it's secret as much as just like you really need to like concentrate and you can't have cat food distractions.
No, but why wouldn't you say like, hey, we're doing important samurai stuff instead of being like, shut up, Mike, go to hell.
Let's go to any of these rooms and shut the door. We could try
an office.
First, maybe.
There's got to be an office at the bare minimum, you know?
I feel like there's so many rooms and we're only ever in two of them.
Right. We know there's a guest room because last time Jaden said there's a guest room down the hall. So like there's a spare room they could have done this in.
And that's where Scott stayed in his full Power Rangers outfit.
Fully clothed, boots and all, in the bed with me and Emily poking their head in like, you sure you don't want to take it off or no. Okay. So, all right. Just let us know if you want to. So he's like, yeah, we're not going fishing. We're somewhere more private.
Yeah.
To work on the light sword.
He still brings the cooler and all the fishing rods though.
He does bring all of his stuff. Yeah. He's also at this point, I should mention, he has a disembodied reel. It's just the crank part
it as a fidget toy.
It's a fidget toy, yeah. It looks pretty nice as a fidget. Yeah. As far as fidget toys go, it does look like it would get the job done. But they leave, and we go to the theme song. And I also should point out that Antonio will autocorrect to any onions if you let it. I don't know what I did to make it any onions, but it happens more than once in my notes today. And I'm just like, whatever, let it ride. Who cares? We go to the theme song, we come back. We're in hell. We're on the shore of the Sanzu River.
Yeah, we're in hell, yes. Sometimes it do feel like that, you know?
Sometimes in real life it feels like you're in hell. Because the Democrats are like, we're going to cave in the most embarrassing way. And both of my senators did that. And I am not happy about that.
Yeah, my senators are Republican, so what the hell can I say?
Yeah, I feel like you should still call, but at the same time, like, they're mostly all ghouls anyway, yeah. So, like, they want you to die,
yeah.
So they don't care.
Yeah, whatever. Well, when we're all dead, who's going to do the work?
That, I...
Maybe I should leave that message on the machine.
Without getting... I feel like we've been getting into it a lot lately in this regard, and I don't want to do that. I guess I'll just skip that.
Okay.
My big government tried shutting me down.
You've been silent.
I have been. If you kill all the poor people, no one's paying taxes, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I say this as a poor person who pays taxes. Anyway, we're in hell. We're on the shores of the Sanzu River. And Octaru is like, oh, Dayu, I miss you so much. I hate Serrator. I don't trust him. And Xander's being weird because of him now. And I really just wish Dayu was back. And it's like, well, you should have maybe stopped Xander from destroying the one thing she loved, which is her Shamisen.
Yeah.
But he didn't. And then there's like a stink that he smells. And then there's a sound and he hears these bubbles. And he says, that must be Iscar, which is a terrible name.
Yeah.
I heard Ice Scar.
I heard Ice Gar.
Yeah.
Like Elgar, but cold.
But cold version, yeah.
Like the whole time. And it wasn't until the credits at the end that I was like, oh, Ice Scar is his name?
Same. I named him Mickey Alaska because I was expecting ice powers, and I didn't get any.
No.
So now I look like an idiot.
He is stinky, but that doesn't come into account at all.
No, that's just regular for them. That's just how monsters are. His powers mostly is that he's a monster.
He's a monster, and he's going to catch the Power Rangers.
Yeah, he's going to get
them. He has, as far as I can tell, well, he's got, I guess, spit powers.
He does a Ivan Ooze sort of looking spit kind of deal. So I named him Mickey Alaska, but he will not be producing a single Alaskan feature.
No.
He's like a tiger, kind of. He looks a little bit like a cat, maybe.
He's got one eye and the other one is a scar.
Whoa, what?
So.
Wild. What a clever name they gave
him. I don't know. He talks about his one eye a lot.
Yeah. And he also talks about how like he's going to use their trust against them. Because they go inside. He brings them inside and he goes, this is Icegar. And it's not his name. This is Mickey Alaska and he's gonna get him. And then Serrator's like, oh, you found... one from the stink part of the river, from the bottom of the stink river.
Yeah, because he's from, I think Octaru tries to sell him as he's from like
the deepest, darkest
depths of the Sanzu River. If anyone can,
he's from parts unknown.
If anyone can be evil to the Power Rangers, it's this guy. And Serrator is just like, oh,
you got a stink man. Well, we'll see how that goes for you. And he's like, well, you don't like my stink man? And he's like, no. And also, I have plans that I can't tell you about, but you're going to love him, Master Xander.
Xander's so much. I hate secrets. And Serrator's like, you'll find out soon enough.
This one's good, though.
When I'm stabbing my sword into the back
of your neck. When I kill your ass. when I drown you in shallow water.
The clean kind, not the red one.
And then he walks away. Yeah, regular water. Not that, because I know we all got to love that red water, so it's not that.
Wait till you get a taste of the blue waters, Andrew.
He leaves. Serenor, like, goes downstairs on the boat or whatever.
I guess.
And Octor's like, I hate him and his fancy pants. And then a bunch of furry warts pop down and go, fancy pants, fancy pants, fancy pants.
Sandra's like, I hate furry warts.
I like them now. I just straight up like furry warts.
Yeah, no, I'm in. I'm in on the furry warts. I would like to buy one at a store if I could.
If anyone has a line on a good furry wart, if you got a furry wart guy, let us know. I'd like
Seems
to
like an excellent crossover opportunity with like Mad Balls.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
what they recall? Those like
yeah,
crazy
they were like,
looking,
it was like
they were like zombie heads, but it was a ball.
Yeah, and you could squish them, and like the eyeballs would pop out.
One of them was just big lips and teeth.
One of them was big lips and teeth and mouth. Yeah, and that was it. And you liked them. You liked to play with them.
No, you liked them because you were a gross boy, and right. you liked gross boy.
Girls
things.
Like pranks. Boys like gross stuff.
Yeah, like
that's
boogers
all there,
and slime and
boogers and slime
and dead things
and barf and zombie heads and
yeah.
Just mouths.
Like, if an eye is falling out of a socket and there's slime, 10 out of 10 for boys.
Boys eat that up. Well, that's exactly why girls got the Easy Bake Oven and boys got Creepy Crawlers.
Yeah.
Because, like, boys don't bake. That's gay.
That's gay.
So, anyway, here you can make yucky, gummy. Sometimes
spiders?
They were gummies. Sometimes they were plastic.
Yeah, I had what. So I think the original one was just like, you could make little plastic bugs.
Yeah, and then
and
kids
then
tried to eat
all
it.
All the
they
kids
were like,
wanted to eat them, and they were like, now they're edible.
You can eat them now. They're gummies. It's like, you make the Creepy Crawlers in a blue Easy Bake Oven. There's nothing different about it. It's got a Frankenstein on the side, but that's it. Like
fresh Creepy Crawlers. Yeah. It's like a worm instead of a cupcake.
Yeah, or it's not a little pizza that you can put in the Easy Bake Oven. It is.
It's
bugs.
A cockroach.
It's a cockroach. And it's like, now eat it. And boys were like, yeah.
Look, I'm eating a bug. Oh, isn't that so gross?
What? That's so weird. Marketing is so weird.
It worked. I had Creepy Crawlers. So.
I don't think I had a Creepy Crawler. My friend Lauren had an Easy Bake Oven, and we used to make all sorts of stuff with that.
Maybe I had Dr. Dreadful.
Oh, I don't know. I'm unfamiliar with his work.
He was like a creepy crawler guy.
We have creepy crawlers at home, but this one got a doctorate.
He went to college.
Yeah.
Dr. Dreadful Food Lab.
Unlike Mr. Pibb.
Yeah, you cook his in a big skull with a brain on the top of it.
Oh, nice.
And it makes yucky gummies, I think.
Oh, kick ass.
But they like come out of his mouth. Ugh.
Right.
Ew.
That sucks. That's yucky. I also hated Garbage Pail Kids. They were too gross.
Yeah,
Garbage Pail Kids are too gross for me.
I collected Garbage Pail Kids. I had a binder full of them.
Oh, God. You had them all. You had Barfy Billy and all them.
I was the gross boy.
Oh.
That bought all the gross boy stuff.
I did not. I was not into a lot of the gross boy stuff. Yeah. And I still don't. Like, to this day. Like, I don't, like, there's still, like, I don't think fart jokes are funny, and I think that's just from not being as gross of a boy as I could have been, maybe.
Yeah.
On the other side, I do think dick jokes are the funniest thing on the planet, though, so maybe that's...
I used to think fart jokes were funny, and that bubble burst when I watched Nacho Libre, of all things. I was like, oh, that's not funny anymore.
You're like, I've grown. I've matured.
I've matured.
I've put away my childish things, Nacho
Libre.
Yes,
I packed up my Dr. Dreadful.
I went Garbage Pail Kids. And now I like books, so.
Well, I never got that far.
Well, okay. Now you like, Nacho Libre came out, what, 2007, 2008?
I don't know. I was a full adult by then because I graduated in 2004. Still laughing at fart jokes and poop.
Sure. I don't know. I think once I discovered dick jokes, I was like, well, that's where the real comedy is. That's where the real comedy gold mine is. I got to look up when Nacho Libre came out because it's directed by the same guy who did Napoleon Dynamite. And I hate that movie. And that was
Napoleon
in 2006. Nacho Libre was 2006 because I was going to say Napoleon Dynamite was like 2004 or 5 because it was when I was in high school. It was a whole thing. And everyone was like, it's so funny, vote for Pedro. And I was like, did you watch the movie? Because it's not very good otherwise. Napoleon Dynamite was 2004.
Nacho Libre was 2006, so I was 20. That tracks.
All right. 2006, I was 16 or 17, depending on which half of the year it was. I'll tell you right now.
Honestly, Nacho Libre is not actually that bad of a movie. There's just like a couple parts where he farts for no reason because it's funny.
Someone tries to give him, that came out 4 days before my 17th birthday. So I was a 16-year-old who loved wrestling and Lucha Libre. I was in the Target Market. There is a joke in that I do still think about every day, pretty much, which is someone's trying to give him sympathy elote, and he smacks it and says, "Get that corn out of my face." And I think about that all the time. The guy who directed that, one of the guys who directed that, also directed the Minecraft movie, which now that I know that that's who directed it, it makes a lot of sense. Except sure. Minecraft movie, I think, is better than Napoleon Dynamite, and I will die on that hill. If you haven't seen the Minecraft movie, three of the best jokes I've ever seen in a movie theater ever are in that movie, which is bananas. Insane. Yeah.
Because I hate looking at any images of that movie that I've ever seen.
There are three jokes in it that are so funny that it feels like an accident how good they are. One of them is a line that Jennifer Coolidge says that, I will start laughing if I say it and I won't get it out, is how good it is. There's one where Jason Momoa tries to close a door by doing a little back kick, and he does a really bad one and falls and looks embarrassed, and it's just extremely funny. And then there's another time where he's talking about, where Jason Momoa is talking about how his finances are bad, and Jack Black says, "I'm sorry about your finances." Super good.
The Jennifer Coolidge one, she is actually like genuinely funny. I know she is just Jennifer Coolidge all the time now.
Oh, exclusively, yeah.
But she is very funny, and so I think that might just be her being like, "I know what a really good joke would be right here."
She's okay. I'm just going to spoil it. You're not going to watch the movie.
No, I'm not.
One of the villagers from Minecraft world gets out and goes to human world.
Okay.
And she hits him with her car on accident. And then she runs out. She's checking on him to see if he's okay. And she's like, "Oh, God, are you going to sue me? They always want to sue me when I hit them with my Jeep Grand Cherokee." And it's so funny.
Saying the full name. That's the
bit. And they that always. Was
she improvised that. Yeah. I'm telling you.
And they always want to sue me. This is not the first. There's so many layers to the joke. It's good. Anyway,
maybe I will watch the movie.
It's not bad. It's like a 90 minute. It's not a dense movie. It's mostly blocks and colors and stuff for babies. But then there's a couple really funny jokes in it. So anyway, he hates him in his fancy pants. We cut from there to Antonio on a picnic table, texting and trying to figure out whatever he's doing with the lamp, while Mentor is like 30 feet away watching him going,
He's just pacing, kind of just like a hurry up.
Yeah.
And hurry up and focus so he can get this done.
Yeah. And he has some sort of voiceover line that's like, "If he does this, it will be good," or something like that.
Yeah. If he unlocks the power, then the power will become unlocked.
Right. Yeah. And then we cut back to his POV and we see Antonio, and then we hear like, and then Moogies kind of pop into the screen. They start sneaking up on Antonio.
They got him.
They did.
Mentor got by the Moogies.
And I was like, "Oh, they killed him? Sweet." But then they sneak up on Antonio and they steal him too. So they stole Mentor. They stole Antonio. Then we come back to Jaden doing karate at the dummy now.
Yeah. He does like a jump off of, like a flip off of the head of it. Like he jumps up, puts his hands on the top of the head of the dummy, and does like a fully extended flip over it with like a spin at the end.
Yeah, and it lands and does like a punch behind.
Yeah, and he's just like, "Ha ha,
got him."
Nice.
Also, dude's karate is pretty crisp.
His karate's good. I did make say to myself, like, "Oh, look at the cash show off for Jaden in this episode."
It's nice.
Too bad he can't hit that dummy because he's kicking it like a mile away.
He's very far away from it, which is weird. And it makes me feel like they were like, "We only have the one. If you kick it, you will destroy it."
Yeah, you can't break this or it's gone.
We're not paying for a second dummy. We simply will not do that.
No, you know how much we pay for that cat? We cannot afford a second dummy.
All our dummy money went to the cat and the Cocoa Puffs that we feed it. So then the gap sensor goes off. The other Rangers run up to Jaden. They look at each other and they go, "Hmm." And then they run off.
Yeah.
Which feels weird, but whatever. Then we cut to Uncle Bonk and Spike, and they're trying to figure out what their samurai power symbols are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And while Bulk is explaining that they're going to figure it out, and he's going to make one for Spike, Spike is wearing an extremely good cardboard samurai outfit.
Yeah.
The wardrobe department went nuts on this. It looks great. I can't even, like, in this moment, I'm like, he could be a samurai, right? Look at his outfit.
Look.
Yeah.
They're getting close. Bulk also has one on. I didn't get a great look at it, but you can see the helmet on him for sure.
Yeah, he doesn't right now, but when we come back to him, he is wearing one. I don't think it's the same one because they would not fit the same on both of
these. Well, he doesn't have one on now because he is...
he's painting.
He's being creative. Yeah. He's not training.
So he grabs a brush and he's like, I'm going to make yours. And he stabs it into the paint. And he has an easel in front of him and he raises it above his head and he starts shaking his face. And it's like in a little bit slow motion. And then he does like a maneuver and then he's like, it's done. And Spike's like, what is it? Let me see. And he goes around and it's a single line.
It's just a line.
And he's like, what is that? Where are my arms and legs? And he's like, it's not you. It's the symbol that you represent. It is a twig. And Spike's like, that sucks. And I feel bad about that.
And Bulk's like, hey, everything is twigs. Even the swords that we practice with is twigs.
If you think about it, everything is twigs. Twigs, you can put them together in a row and make a roof to keep you out of the rain. You can make firewood with twigs. Our kendo sticks, our practice samurai swords, those are also just twigs if you think about it. The twig is fundamental to society and to the world. And Spike's like, oh, all right. Yeah, I think I can get on board with that. And he's like, all right, good. Now do mine. My turn now. And then we cut to the Rangers. We cut away from them to the Rangers. And they run up to the picnic table. I guess the gap sensor was like, here's where they are. And they get there and like, whoa, this is Antonio's stuff. But it's just his stuff and no Antonio.
They find his fishing spool.
Yes.
They call it.
Yeah, it's a poleless fishing spool. Mike does also say, like, this is all my fault. If I wouldn't have bugged them, they wouldn't have had to go somewhere private to text. And they wouldn't be gone. And then Kevin goes, yeah, it is your fault.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you finally realizing that? If you mess around, you find out?
I just like I kind of like that when Kevin does it.
And then Jaden's like, no.
Jaden's like, cut it out.
Stop
Shake him
it.
Off. Two good men are dead.
Well, one good man and mentor.
One good man and mentor are dead. And then this again, Kevin, put a pin in that. Kevin finds the spool.
Yeah.
And it's.
Finds the spool. It is the whole spool with the reel on it. And that is going to be important that is the part that he found.
Yeah. And the string goes off and it's like just a little bit of it left. And the string goes off down into a creepy tunnel. And they go, oh, of course. And Mia's like, of course it goes through a creepy tunnel. And they're like, all right, well, let's go. So they morph and they go in. And we cut to commercial. And the Power Ranger toys did not appear.
Yeah. I did not get any toy commercials this time either. I got one for football, I think.
I got one for cars, and I got two for an app that teaches babies math with sharks.
I got one that was like for football or something. It's probably sports betting. I don't know. I skipped it. And then there was one for like, I don't know what it's called. It's basically like a keychain pet. It's called like Toonimals or
Nanimals.
Something.
Nanimals.
Nanimals,
yes. Yeah.
I got two for Nanimals.
Nanimals looks pretty neat. I've seen a couple Nanimals, and
girl just popped on and was like, let me show you my Nanimals.
Let me show you my Nanimals.
And I was like, no, we're going in a creepy tunnel. I don't have time for your Nanimals.
Nanimals, Stacy. And she has, so the Nanimals are pretty neat because it's like they have different pants. So you can put different pants on them. And I like I'm not gonna get any Nanimals, but part of me is like, the Gigapet lives on.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that kids still have toys they can go get. Like there can still be a new fad that is like you can play with for real, and it's not just because like Labubu's popped off, but that's like an adult toy thing. Not an adult toy, that's a different thing. It's an adult
for adults.
It's a grown up toy collector's, it's a collector's item for adults.
Like Squishables
to display. Right.
Which is like
squishy pillows.
Yeah, but people go crazy for them.
Yeah.
I don't know if they, I don't know if the market for Squishimals is still high, but
I think they've sort of saturated the market, so now you can get like a Squishimal in Pokemon, and now it's just like, well, there's just Squishimals everywhere. Everyone, the Squishimals technology has advanced to the point where it's very cheap to make them now, I bet.
Yeah.
But Labubus are like, this is like a thing to put on your purse, right? Nanimals are like, here's a keychain toy, but it's also a toy you can put different pants on.
Yeah, here's a thing that'll interrupt class and piss all your teachers off.
Your teacher's gonna hate this thing.
Every generation of kids needs that.
You gotta have one. whether it's your Gigapets, your Tamagotchis, whether it's Pokemon, just straight up your whole ass Game Boy.
Yeah, Digimon.
I didn't get one this time, but while we're talking about YouTube commercials, I got one yesterday while I was watching something that I don't know what it was about, because it was like 5 seconds long, and it ended before I could skip it. So like the whole commercial was like 5 seconds, and it's just someone walking, and I got two different ones that were like the same thing, but it was different people. And it was like a girl walking into like a bar, and her friend is there, and she's like, oh hi, and they hug, and the commercial ends. And like, I don't, there's no product, there's no service. And then I got another one that was like the same, like a guy bumped into somebody and was like, oh hey man, how's it going? And then the commercial ends, and I was like, is this a commercial for seeing your friends?
Hey, go outside and hang out with your friends.
That, on the one hand, that's a weird commercial. On the other hand, I love to see that. That's way better than like...
Go meet your friends at a place.
Go see your friends log somewhere. Get outside. Get off this goddamn computer and go see your friends right now. It was just very... And it was short. Like it felt like it was like 3 seconds long. Like it was bizarre. Anyway, we come back from that, and they're in the tunnel, and it's dark, but Mike has the lantern, because Antonio left that. If I were the Moogies, I would have maybe took that, put it in hell where they can't get it.
Yeah.
But, whatever.
I don't know. The Moogies can only follow one command at a time. They're like Sims, right? That way.
And yeah, so, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like Lemmings, like... where it's like, you all go this way.
Yeah.
And then they do that, and then, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have to tell them, use your umbrellas, or you'll...
You gotta use or you'll fall to your death,
or you'll
Lemmings.
Die.
And they're like, okay, I'll do that. And they're like, you, though, this one, you put your hands up to block them.
Yeah.
That's your job now.
And I'm sorry, but they did not put a way for me to make you not do that. So at the end of this, I have to blow you up.
I do have to hit the explode the Lemmings button on you. I'm so sorry. You will be remembered. They will sing songs of your heroism of going, don't fall off the cliff. And then blowing up.
What a crazy video game.
Games used to, they still make games about anything, but they used to make games about anything, huh?
Just anything. It's Lemmings.
It's Lemmings.
There's a Lemmings, too. Like,
oh, there's like a lot of Lemmings. They're probably still making a new Lemmings game. You can probably find a relatively recent Lemmings, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure you can. Minimum from like Xbox arcade era.
Yeah, easily. But anyway, so Mike has the light. They're going down there. We cut from there to Antonio and Mentor tied to a spike out in a field.
Not Spike the nephew.
Guy. Yeah. Just a large metal spike, a stabbing implement, but it's huge. And Mickey Alaska is like, I got you two tied here, and your stupid friends are going to follow you. They're going to find you, but they can only come in the one way.
He says the dumbest thing ever. Uh-huh. He says, there's only one way into this valley. And it's right over there.
It's there.
And they show where he's pointing. But they're in a valley, which is a big opening. I don't know if you know how valleys work.
Yeah, it's like a huge, wide outside area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, they can come from anywhere. Like,
his whole plan is stupid, but so is this episode's understanding of plans.
Yeah.
Because he like goes off, he stops talking to them and goes off, and then Mentor's like, we just need faith that they'll find us. Pause. Number one, no, you don't. The plan, the evil plan is they find you. You don't need faith that they'll find you. You're bait. They hope they find you. What are you talking about, Mentor? You idiot.
No. But then Antonio's like, we don't need faith. We have something better. My fishing line.
I left a fishing line, and maybe a certain someone named Jaden will find it. He didn't. Kevin did.
But Jaden does have it now.
Jaden is in charge of it, but Kevin found it.
Kevin found it.
And also, isn't that the way they took you? Like, The way yeah. that you're leading them is the way they're going to come out.
Unless he's like, the only way into the valley is that way, except for the secret back way that I took you in here.
Right, and they'll never figure that out.
But that's not the case.
No, it's a valley. It's outside.
I don't know. He's just like, the only way in is over there. And they just show, like, a banken.
Yeah.
With, like, trees at the top of it that go around the whole thing.
Yeah. It's like, well, you can come in. You can also come in behind you or really
yeah,
anywhere.
Yeah, you can come down a banken. Like, it'll be fine.
So we cut back to the Rangers. They're following the line. They get to the end of the line where there is a second reel.
Yeah, that's... not right.
That's not how it works. There's not two reels.
He picks it up and he's like, the line stops here. And I'm like, that's what you found already.
That's the part you had. Unless they've been spooling it back up the whole time and they're at a line now and they say, like, now the line is over.
Maybe,
it's all
but
back
I am
in the pool. But I don't think
sure
I think he picks it up off the ground.
I think he picks it straight up off the ground.
So a little continuity, Power Rangers Samurai. I don't think it's a lot to ask for. Then anyway, Moogies swarm them. There's a million Moogies. They fight, and the lightsword lamp starts moving around on its own. Just jumping around,
just floating around,
doing kind of Sabo stuff. You know how Sabo like had a
yeah
ambitions and stuff of his own. He would talk in a British accent and
he
run around
like,
and stuff.
Float around on his own though, could he?
He could float around. He would cut stuff.
Okay.
In the air.
Yeah.
He had laser eyes in the movie. I don't know if that was in the show, but he had laser eyes in the movie.
Yeah.
Because he laser-eyed the big hanging thing onto the Uzman.
Remember how Saba actually only did stuff like four times in the whole show? The
rest of the time he's like sleeping in a sheath.
The rest of the time he's like a joystick.
Yeah. That's weird. That's really weird.
It's like I thought he was a lot more important, but I guess it was just because my friend had the toy.
Yeah, that right? I think so. It is. The weirdest part about Saba is that, like, he's a sentient creature who Tommy uses as a weapon, and, like, we never explore why he's alive. Like, we never, like, that never...
He was, and, like, Zordon created the White Ranger, so he had to have created Saba along with it.
Or he used Saba as, like, a way to make, to channel the white light into Power Ranger
Maybe
form.
Maybe Saba is, like...
predates.
It's like an alpha,
maybe,
like operating system.
Yeah,
put him in a sword.
Or he's like a guy that Zordon knew that was like, hey, do you want to come be in someone's belt for a little while? I need to make a new Power Ranger because we gotta sell some toys
because the kids love Tommy and we can't let him go.
And we were gonna just have some other guy be the White Ranger, but somebody somewhere said, why don't we make him someone people care about already? And thank God they did, because we would not be talking about Power Rangers still if that was the
case. More people should have said that throughout future seasons, such as In Space.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, he was in the fridge. It's cool. You love the fridge.
Well, then set up the fridge earlier.
Yeah, don't be like, also, there's a fridge. And now it's open. Zane's out of it.
Yeah, the whole time we're like, who the hell is Zane?
What are you talking about? Why does he have frosted tips? What are we doing here? Well, he's from space. So they got to have some sort of hair situation.
That's why Andros has his,
he's got stripes,
his streaky highlights.
Yeah, and that's why Astronema has a million wigs.
Yeah.
So.
Because her hair just does that. It's not wigs. Her hair just does that.
That's just her hair. I don't know if we talk about that enough. That's just her hair.
Yeah, it's alive.
Kinda. Yeah. And it's evil. That's what makes her evil.
Because when she's not astronomer anymore, she doesn't have space.
No, she's just
hair.
Blonde. She's just blonde, has regular hair. Listen to Hard Choices to find out where I ranked astronomer. Guess.
Well, I'm going to say it's probably not number one because you seem a little shocked by your choice for number one.
I wasn't. Yeah.
But
go on.
I bet it's in the top half of the list.
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to spoil it. I'll beep it. She's number.
sure.
It was number one. I was very surprised, but thinking about it, yeah.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense to me.
And the only joke I wrote down was long tongue, and like that's all I had written, and that's not all I had, but it's all that was written down. But then like, Megan Bob's reading like a paragraph about Ivan Ooze or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'm the least prepared.
And for him,
here.
Just wrote sticky fingers.
I went shape shifting and then textures. I can do something with that. The only one I copped out on the joke with is because I couldn't, like, the joke is too obvious, so I didn't make the joke, but I just said, here are the parts of the joke that I would make, and yeah, you can do it at home. And that is, Tenaya 7 is an infiltration robot and has a detachable hand. So you can make your own joke at home about what that means. Anyway, it's a fun time. Girls and Hard Choices. So much of that was beeped, so you don't know, so you don't spoil the joke.
That might have actually straight up been cut.
That might not be in it. Anyway, listen to Hard Choices. Anyway, so Ledger's bopping around. We cut back to Mentor and Antonio, and he's like, when you first came here, I hated you and thought you were no good for Jaden, and that you sucked and you were bad influence, and you were the worst. But now I don't think that.
Now I think you're cool.
Now you're all right. You've truly earned your spot on the team.
Yeah, you're worth your weight. He sighs and is like, I can't say
that. I'm not going to say it. And then Antonio goes, gold. He's like, sure.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess. He says, in case we don't make it out, Antonio says, in case you don't make it out of here, thanks for putting up with me. And then we come back to the Ranger fight. And they're all getting surrounded. There's a million Moogies in this tunnel, and it's very cramped.
That's like the gimmick of Super Samurai, is that, like, the bad guys come with their own army of Moogies.
Yeah, each one got a million.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're big, too.
Yeah, except for when they just, the big ones just disappear.
Yeah. I looked up Shark Mouth guy from the movie, because we were like, did he die? He does not die. He just disappears in that movie and then never comes back.
Yeah, he dipped. He's like, I'm not, you know what? I like living in that good red water.
I'm good. I'm going to go back and just chill. The Rangers are going to kick everyone else's ass here, not my ass. My ass is going to be bathing that good red water. Mike's like, I think the Light Zord can do something. I think it can help if I can just get to it. And Mia, like, pops over and is like, I got your back. I'll cover you. Go get it. So she takes on, like, a couple that are on the side of him. He does a couple flips over some of them, a sort of half Kyler maneuver at one point.
Yeah.
And then lands and grabs it. And he's like, I got the lamp. Yeah, go lamp, do your thing. And then it shoots one disc out.
I think he calls it Lighty at one point.
The lamp is the Light Zord, and I think he called it Lighty. I think you're right. But it shoots one disc out, and that flies to Jaden and lands on his sword.
It's a red disc, Jake.
It's a red disc.
It lands on his sword, and Jaden's just like, nice.
Kick ass. Antonio must have fixed the shark disc so I can use it forever now instead of just the 3-1 times I did last time.
It's not just a piece of wood anymore.
Now it's not made of wood. We 3D printed this bad boy. Look at it. The shot was pretty cool where it flies out and lands on the sword.
It is cool.
It's pretty cool. So then we cut from there before he activates shark mode. He might do some shark attacks with it. I don't think so.
I think the sword, once he stands up, he's in his shark mode jacket, and the sword kind of just stretches out and takes all the Moogies out around him.
Yeah.
And it snaps back in, and then he monologues about shark attack mode.
Shark attack mode, kick-ass mode.
And then he does the sword again. I don't know.
Then we cut away.
This shark attack mode is just not cool. I just don't.
I think shark attack mode looks cool. I think Shark Attack mode looks cool. I think Shark Attack, the sword itself, like later when we see it just whipping around by itself, like looks neat, but makes Jaden look kind of lame.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything.
He's not doing anything.
It's just Shark Sword doing
it.
He just
has to put this jacket on so the Shark Sword
obeys him.
Will just come out. It's not even listening to him. It's doing what it wants.
Well, it's like the shark, the jacket is a shark cage. So it won't get him. It'll get everybody else, all the bad guys, though. We cut from there to Uncle Bonk posing for Spike, who is painting. And he also has a cool cardboard samurai outfit on.
Yeah. And he's like, I can't wait to find out what my samurai symbol is going to be. And then we get, like, some thought bubbles.
He has two thought bubbles. One of them is a tank, and one of them is him on a horse.
Yeah. Well, one of them is like a stick figure on a horse.
Well, it's him. It's right. It's gonna be.
Yeah.
The tank is funny because it's like that's a whole ass tank. That's not a symbol. That's a picture.
It's just a tank.
That's a tank.
And I have to ask, because the Power Rangers symbols are kanji.
Yeah,
like Japanese language.
Right. They are.
Language.
They are a real thing in another place. Yeah.
And so this just feels to me like that time they yelled teriyaki.
A little bit.
It's just like, well, that's silly. We're just going to draw pictures.
Yeah, I think the twig is fine, right? Because the joke is like it's one line, but like, no, it's twig. And he's, and also Spike is very skinny. So like, I think that makes, but then they get here and it's like, I don't know if you understand. I know you're the show Power Rangers, but I don't know if you understand what this show is doing with the simple stuff right now, or if you're just making a joke about it that doesn't work. Spike turns it around. It's not a tank or a horse. It's a burger.
It's a cheeseburger.
It's a cheeseburger. And he's like, that's, I'm a hamburger. And he's like, yeah, it was the patty too skinny.
Yeah. Cause Bulk's like, that's nothing like me. He's like, oh, is the patty too thin? Because Bulk's fat. Because
Bulk's
it?
Fat, yeah. It's an In-N-Out burger, and the patty is just wafer thin. It is the thinnest slice of meat you've ever seen in your whole... It's basically like a slice of deli meat. That's how thin In-N-Out burgers are. And people say that they're good and that they're worth it, and it's not. It's not. It just isn't.
Well, you have to order... That's why you have to order, like, the quintuple stacker. Because then you get a regular size.
Then you would get a regular quarter inch tall burger.
And you got to get the fries animal style, which I think means they have Thousand Island dressing.
It's onions. I think it's caramelized onions on them.
Okay.
You shouldn't, if you got to know secret passwords to make your food good, your food's bad.
Yeah.
That's a bad place to eat. I know Five Guys is like $35 for a burger, but I'm going to go there every time over In-N-Out.
I've never had In-N-Out. The only one I've ever lived near was the one in Austin, and there was always better burger places to go to.
If you're in Austin, there's like 15 better burger places. There's first of all, bare minimum, there's Pete Harry's. If you want a similar sort of situation, just go to Pete Harry's.
Yeah.
There's a Five Guys. There's just burger, like other burger places. There's the one burger place that was in that strip mall that had like a million different kinds of burgers. I got a burger that had Krispy Kreme donuts as buns and an egg on it once.
Yeah.
It was the stickiest, sloppiest, wettest burger I've ever eaten in my whole life, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's the one that was over by in that plaza with Pluckers, right?
Yeah, it was. It was like on the other side of Pluckers. Yeah.
Yeah. They were good.
They were good. You don't have to go to In-N-Out. You don't have to. Also, Whataburger was there.
Yeah, Whataburger is pretty good.
Look, if we're talking about which regional burger place is the best, it's Whataburger and Walk, and it's not even close.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he threatens to kill Spike or something. Then we cut away from there. The Rangers come out of the tunnel.
That's it and for them also, by the way. They ended on a fat joke.
They ended on a fat joke because it's 2012. And
yeah.
Not to say that they've gone away, but they were more prevalent in the past.
They were more widely accepted then, I guess.
Yeah, which is good that we've gotten away from that for, you know, more so. But now when you watch old stuff, like... If you watch any sitcom from the 90s, like, you're going to get jump scared with just, like, the most transphobic episode of anything you've ever seen, and that will happen in every show.
The is it the twist? The punchline?
The reveal? Yeah, it's treated as a punchline a lot, yeah.
Ace Ventura is literally transphobia.
Yeah, and, like, that
and then
sucks.
The second one is, like, just a lot of... Bat racial insensitivity and they talk about, like, isn't it funny how it sounds like poop?
Yeah,
and that the bowl is made out of poop too.
Yep, and it comes out of fake rhino butt. That's like the whole movie. Anyway, so they come out of the tunnel. Rangers come out of the tunnel. They see a bunch of moogies. They see a sea of them. A battlefield full of moogies. Valley, in fact, of moogies.
A valley. And they're like, we can't go in this valley the only way into the valley.
We can't.
We have to find another way.
Emily's like, even if we go in there, it'll be like 100-1 for all of us. And Jane's like, I got a plan. And then we cut into the encampment and Mickey Alaska's like, yeah, your guys are going to get killed here.
He's like crouching down in Antonio's face. He's like, you're going to watch your friends die and then I'm going to kill you.
And Antonio's like, shut up.
It's any moment now they're going to come down that bankin. Into my sea of moogies.
And then he gets shot and a bunch of people things blow up. And then Jane flies in the Zord, in the Birdwinger.
Yeah.
And he's like, how could they have outsmarted us?
Yeah, he turns. He's like, what?
How did this happen?
There's another way into this big opening that's outside?
Oh, we never considered all of the up above us that you come in from. Oh, how could this have happened?
Yeah, it's like all those trees are just woods. You can go through woods.
Go around. Like, literally, they're like, we're just gonna go around, I guess.
Well, Jaden said, like, I'm gonna dive bomb him in a Megazord, actually.
It's also, like, honestly, it's smart to go to Megazord. Like, it's just jump right there.
This is the second time, because the first time, like, when they're going into the tunnel, they're like, hey, nothing is happening right now. Let's just morph anyway.
Morph unabated, yeah.
Yeah, and then now he's just like, I'm just gonna fly a Megazord into this pool.
Yeah.
Like Zord ain't here to stop me and try to like play with my moral gray area or whatever.
That dude blowed up and is dead. So like we're going to just jump right to Zords. Thank you very much. So they do that. Mia frees Antonio and Mentor. And then there is a sort of like hopscotch, hot potato kind of maneuver that ends up with Antonio getting his phone back so he can morph. And the Rangers are all like, Ranger yellow, ready. Ranger blue, ready. Or blue ranger red. They don't say ranger blue. That was RPM's thing.
Yeah.
And they all go around the horn. They do that. Eventually, Emily gets the morpher and gives it to Antonio, and then he morphs. And then we cut away for a second to Mentor, who's like watching them. And then Moogies like attack him, and he just like hits them a couple times with his little stick.
Yeah.
And then hip tosses one and then goes back to standing normal watching them.
Yeah, because they want him to be Splinter so bad.
They want him to be Splinter so bad. And this is the only time that I'm like, oh, this is neat. But I'm like, that's just because you're doing Splinter stuff. Like you're pretending to be Splinter right now and you're not. Like I know you're not. Earlier said we need to have faith that they find us when the plan was when they find us, we'll kill them.
We must have faith that they will fall into the trap that was set for them.
That they're dumb enough to fall into the trap and get us. Then they do all got to get their stuff in, brother. They all got little jokes. Mike's like, in Power Rangers, green means stop because I'm stabbing you with my horse spear. And Emily's like, I'm not mellow yellow. You haven't even seen what I can do yet. And I was like, okay. I don't know about that one.
Okay.
And then Kevin just shoots somebody.
He's like, I'm boring. And he shoots him. Kevin doesn't do anything. Because they're all doing their...
Kevin and Mia, I don't think, get, like...
Yeah, Kevin, like, are you talking about when they're, like, oh, Green Ranger ready? Like, their little segment for that? Because Kevin is already kneeling when we cut to him. We don't see him do anything. He just stands up with his bow and is, like, Blue Ranger ready. And then I think he shoots it afterwards, but...
But then afterwards, then they start doing like a round robin, like, here's me just like saying some stuff about me. And we get three of the Rangers, maybe four of them. I don't think Mia and Kevin get a thing to say in this part. But it's just like, oh, yeah, I guess everyone get your stuff in while you're here. Like, go for it. And then Lightzord flies over to Antonio and he grabs it. And now he has it. And so he starts whomping some moogies with that. And Jaden, he's in shark mode still, and just absolutely works Mickey Alaska. Just absolutely waffle stomps him. Just, like, destroys the guy. And then he blows up and he grows. And then they get into Megazords. And they do a Megazord fight. And there's a lot of back and forth in the Megazord fight, which is nice that they're not just like, anyway, he died immediately. But it's also like, we get it. It's a Megazord fight.
Yeah.
They win by sending the Shark Zord out around Mickey Alaska to bite him in the ass. Because he has like Antonio in like a headlock, like Antonio Zord in a headlock, and then he gets bit in the ass by Shark Zord.
Shark Zord gets behind him so that they can push him over and he'll fall.
Little rascal. It's funny because like they detach the Shark Zord and it starts zooming around, and Mickey Alaska watches it go around him. He's like, what are you doing? And then it bites him in the ass. And he's like, oh, I got outsmarted again.
Well, yeah, because you're a big idiot.
You're a dumbass is the problem here. So then they go stand by shark mode and they kill him. Then Mickey's dead. And then we cut to the wrap up. It's at the Sheba house. Antonio is still going ham on the trail mix.
This is a super weird final little scene.
It's really weird.
It's just it's like they didn't know how to get out of it. So they just stop. At the end,
it's like the show walks away while we're still talking to it.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, oh, we're done? Okay. Sorry. Mike feeds the cat, which doesn't have a name yet. Just a cat.
Neighborhood cat.
NK. And then he's like, I'm going to get Antonio to eat some of this cat food. So he tries to sneak him some again. And he's like, Antonio, don't you want any more trail mix? And Antonio's like, I do. And he goes to grab for it. And Mentor grabs the whole bowl and is like, actually, I'll make you something in the kitchen.
Yeah. He's like, instead of that, let me heat you up something in the kitchen.
And he goes, and Antonio's like, okay, sounds good. And then everyone looks at Mike except Antonio, who doesn't know what happened. And they're all like, oh, you tried. And then the episode just like stops.
And it's just Mike just like kind of reacting to his prank not working in a way that's just like, is not going anywhere.
Yeah. It's weird.
They just stop and they're just like, okay.
All right.
We'll
that's
cut
it
now.
That's Fade it for the black. Episode. Bye. So that's the end of the episode. Josh, you started. I get to pick the first best. There's also a moment. All right. Hold on. Actually, before I do that, when we come back to when, so before he tries to get Antonio with the cat food prank, they're like talking and Mentor's like, you all saved us. You found us and saved us. Way to go. Jaden says something, and he's like, it tells Antonio that like he outdid himself because of making the shark disc or whatever. And then Antonio like winks at him, and it's a very boyfriend wink. I just need to put that in there because I remembered it now.
Also, when they were tied up at one point, when it was when Mentor was like, I hope they fall for the trap. We have to have faith that they fall for the trap. And Antonio's like, don't worry. I left my fishing spool. A Mentor is like, this time you've surprised even me.
What? Okay, sure, guy.
I thought you weren't clever, and now you've shown me.
It turns out
that you are clever.
You dropped something, and that's good. Okay. Anyway, I get to pick the first best. I'm gonna say the best is Jaden flying in on the Megazord and just shooting him. In the Megazord.
Yeah. Jaden being like, there's more than one way into a valley, idiot, is pretty good. I don't know. I just kind of want to give it to the furry warts saying fancy pants
over
and over again.
That was pretty good. I did like that.
And then Xandri's just like, I hate those guys. But no, it's Jaden with the Megazord. Just being like, why are we fooling around?
Yeah. Like, it's like when Decker was like, you got to fight me alone. And Kevin's like, why? Why are you doing that?
Gotta.
And
Jane's
like, I gotta. And he learned his lesson. He's like, oh, we don't have to fall into the trap. Oh, we can. Oh, dang. All right.
Now I am the trap. Pew, 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 pew.
The trap is lasers from the sky.
It's lasers. He does get out of the Zord instead of just stomping on
him. I would have landed
though.
On him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, we'll take what we can get. I think the worst is Mickey Alaska being like, they have to come into this valley the one way, and that's when we'll get them. And then being like, how did they outsmart me?
I think the worst is the episode's understanding of plans.
Yeah.
And that, like, these plans all suck. Mickey Alaska, his superpower is a monster. At one point, he says, Patooey on Yui, and then he spits at Jaden, who just blocks it. It does nothing. He's the worst monster.
Yeah, this guy sucks.
His plan is like, we'll catch the Power Rangers, and then we'll catch the other ones when they come to rescue these ones.
Yeah.
No, what? This is such a, like, episode 3 plan.
Yeah.
With a dumb monster who can't do anything.
Yeah, I'm just going to say the worst is Mickey Alaska in
general.
He sucks. He
sucks.
Yeah.
Icegar, clown shoes.
Your booty. MVP is Antonio?
For dropping the spool. He surprised even me.
Even me. Even the colonel.
Even the colonel was shocked.
Was
that
surprised.
He dropped the spool.
He also made the light sword spit out shark sword, so now they can use shark power whenever they want.
Shark sword. He ate trail mix. Just hossed a couple bowls of trail
mix. Absolutely dry horfed down so much trail mix.
Yeah, I think Antonio's the right answer.
All right, now we got to rank it. I don't think it was good. Great.
Look, we've been starting at Christmas. I think we need to start lower.
I think we go under Christmas for sure. Is it better or worse than Kevin fishing for 15 minutes and getting heat stroke?
Well, this episode does not introduce a whole character for no reason.
Just some man we'll never see again. That's true.
Maybe it's better than Fish Out of Water. I don't know about it being better than Deal with a Nihloc.
I don't think it's better than Deal with a Nihloc. That one, like, yeah, Power Rangers do stalk a boy, but, like, there was also Jacob Berardi is in it. So, like,
yeah,
that's nice.
And Mia's chicken, which looks fine.
Looks totally fine. I would absolutely eat that chicken. Some of the other stuff, maybe not, but definitely the chicken. For sure. So coming in at number 18, The Rescue, or The Rescuer, as I tried to type. And then the next episode, did I close it? I closed it, dang. Next episode on the playlist is not the next one we're watching. We're not watching Runaway Spike next. That's episode 9. I don't know why it's here. The next episode we're going to be watching, if you'll give me 4 minutes to scroll all the way down to Super Samurai. For God, it's just, these descriptions are so thorough. Next episode is called The Bull Zord. I bet I can guess what happens there.
Which boy gets a new Zord?
Jaden, probably.
Yeah.
This is going to be Jaden.
It's just a red bull. It's another. Gives him wings.
It's. Did you know that the catchphrase, like the legal trademark for Red Bull gives you wings, is three eyes and wings?
Yeah.
Because somebody like jumped off a roof once.
And they were like, "You wing," and that's what he's yelling as he fell.
Yeah, he's like, "It didn't give me wings. I didn't fly." And they're like, "Yeah, it's not like a potion. It's like a magic potion from a witch. It's like a Red Bull." And so they're like, "Well, to cover our asses, we're gonna put three wings in there, so you know that we're being kind of jokey about it, and you don't try to jump off your roof again." Anyway, here's a guy that we put in space, and he jumped down to Earth from space.
Yeah,
which is
here's
sick
a bunch
hell.
Of. Boxcars.
And then we do three different boxcar based events a year. They do the Soapbox Derby, they do a fly in one, the Flugtag, and I think they do a third one, but I'm not sure.
They just did something, I don't know how recent it was, but I've just been seeing clips of it on YouTube.
The dude on the bike on the train?
No, it was a skateboarder who dropped. It was the tallest, like the highest drop in ever. He dropped in like down the side of a skyscraper.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, there's like, he's on like a little lip and then he just drops in like 500 feet or something. You can't practice that.
No.
That's insane.
And just like on a skateboard, it's just like a regular skateboard.
Yeah, he's on his Alien Workshop board or something. Like,
insane,
wild. And then the one I saw was, there's a guy on a bike doing BMX stunts on a moving train, like the train.
Oh, I've seen that too, where he's jumping like between the cars.
Yeah, like the train had like a obstacle course set up on it, and he's in the same place because the train, he's moving the same speed opposite the train is, so he's just in the same doing stunts in the one. It's pretty sick. Red Bull's a neat company because they're not publicly owned and they want to just do fun, cool stuff. So they do that because they make enough money from their energy drinks that they can just do whatever they want. Anyway, the next episode's called the Bull Zord, not the Red Bull.
No.
I will not be getting a Red Bull to celebrate that. I think they taste bad.
They are bad.
I think all energy drinks taste bad. I think Red Bull probably tastes the best, but they still all taste bad to me.
Red Bull is kind of like...
Red Bull tastes bad on purpose, though.
Yeah, it's like medicinal Smarties, like American Smarties.
It does taste like medicine, but like that's how you know it works, right? Like that's how you know it's doing its job, is you're like, ooh, well, I feel better.
I feel better, but that didn't taste
good.
But
yuck. So anyway, we'll see you next time for the Bull Zord, I guess. I don't know. I didn't even tell you about my tape deck. I just remembered I got a tape deck yesterday.
Oh, hell yeah. I got to get one. I want to get one that's a tape deck CD player.
Boom.
Look at that guy.
Look at that bad boy. Lucas
sent me
this. It's
got the auto-stop system and everything.
It's got auto-stop. Here's the thing. This is a radio and a tape deck boombox. It's also Bluetooth two ways. So I can have my phone play on this as a speaker. Or I can put the tape in and send the tape to Bluetooth headphones if I want it.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's pretty, it's got like, you can plug it into your computer to like put MP3s on it.
That looks so cool. I need to get one. I've been thinking I need to get like a radio, not a big stereo, like a little boom box like that.
Yeah. That one's $45.
And I'll clean this part of my desk off and I'll just put all my CDs back out.
That I looked up a CD player, and there's another there's a CD player that I was looking at. It looks like a record player, but shrunk down, and where you put
I've
a record,
seen a few
you put
of those.
A CD.
I was like, duh. And some of them have like tape decks in them too. And I'm like, oh, I might pull the trigger on this.
That one, because Lucas sent me that one, and I now I'm in tape club, so he's just gonna send me tapes once a month, just mixtapes to listen to on my tape deck. That one, I nice. Looked it up. That one's $45.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all
for a Bluetooth cassette player. Yeah, I can finally play. My cassette of Alter Bridge,
you
Thons
could.
And Kings.
I have an Astronautilus tape that I've never listened to that I'm excited to pop in there. But yeah, it's pretty sick. I haven't used it. It's got a rechargeable battery. You can also put D batteries in it, and it's got a plug. Like, I assume to recharge the battery, but also just to plug it in if you
just
want.
Just to plug it in. Play it Game Gear style.
And I didn't realize that it had a rechargeable battery in it until I accidentally turned the radio on, and it scared me yesterday. So... there's that. Anyway, look forward to Tape Deck Adventures. I'm also definitely going to get a CD player, too, because I have a lot of CDs that I want to listen to loudly. Yeah, so.
I have a lot of CDs. I have shoeboxes and shoeboxes full of CDs.
I have, do you remember the boxes that, Tide comes in like, a Target? I have one of those that's, full of CDs that I have in my storage unit. I'm going to get that, and then I got this tape deck so I can listen to I'm a tape club, so I'm just going to get tapes in from Lucas so I can just listen to tapes. So it'll be pretty fun. Anyway, now we can leave. Now we can end. So you've learned about my tape deck.
Forgot we weren't done with the episode.
Yeah, yet. Yeah. So
if you want to peek into what happens after we stop recording,
usually
you just
this.
You just got it.
This happened earlier than normal. Anyway, we'll see you next time for the Bullzord. But until then,
may the power protect you. I don't know. You just stopped and I didn't know what you were doing.
I was minimizing myself because I didn't do it when I opened it up and it was distracting me.
I thought you were checking something and I was like, oh, I'll be quiet and let
him
figure it out.
Just making sure I didn't see me so I wasn't constantly looking over the corner like this.
I am all the time.
Yeah, I do it. I do it so often because it's like, well, there's a little me over there. Well, I'm going to make sure I look normal, I guess. So
mine is a lot more vain. It's just like, I wonder what I look like right now when I'm talking.